Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have a new guest tonight. He is an R&B recording artist. His name is A. Singer Hagen. Mr. Hagen, are you with me this evening?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Doing good.
Keeping things busy.
Yeah, I'm keeping it busy. I'm getting ready for Derby this weekend. Just got all my CDs and everything in, so I'm packaging up right now as we speak.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go and get everything caught up for any of our listeners out there that knows of you or don't know of you. We're just going to start off with some basic questions. Start off from the beginning on how you got started on your passion.
It started when I was 5 years old. I actually started singing in church. I was in a little sunshine band. A lot of people, I say it probably was like 20 kids that was in there with me. But everybody always heard my voice over everybody else's. So one time the choir director was like, "Hey, I got a solo for you because you always sing louder than everybody else." So I did the solo. Everybody in church was standing up and going crazy. And then my mom told me right then and there when I was 5 years old that she always saw something in me. So that's why I'm here today.
All right. Usually it always started in the church, right?
Yeah, it usually does.
And mama knows best. Most moms do sing in the church. Your mom was she was singing in the choir as well?
Yeah, she was too. Yeah.
All right.
That's why I get my singing from her.
You say that you were born in Evansville, Indiana, but you took up all your education in Kentucky.
Yeah, I was born in Evansville, Indiana. I'm from Henderson, So I've been, I went to school in Henderson from K-12, you know what I'm saying, all the way through. So I always tell people, because I am from Henderson, so I always definitely let people know wherever I go down from Henderson, Kentucky. I'm proud of it, so.
What's with this basketball scholarship from the Lindsey Wilson College in Columbia, Kentucky?
Yeah, I was playing basketball in high school. I didn't play my senior year. And a recruiter, he saw me and he heard about me because I played the year before. Because I got sick my 12th year. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago. And so he saw me playing the year before. So I went to the school and tried out and everything. And he was like, yeah, I definitely want you on my team. So I got a scholarship to go to Lindsey Wilson Pro Basketball.
All right. And this experience sparked your love to entertain audiences.
Yeah, because I was at Lindsey Wilson for about a year, and then I transferred to Western Kentucky, and that's whenever everything started right then and there, because my first year I went to open mic, and a lot of people, because I used to be the kid on campus that go around with big headphones around and singing and everything like that, and somebody stopped me one day with a flyer and was like, hey, we got an open mic, I hear you sing all the time, you should definitely come and sing. So I went there one night, and I wasn't really nervous because I've been singing everywhere my whole entire life. So I went up there, and I couldn't even think of a song to sing, and I told the crowd to pick one. And at that time, Trey Songz' Can't Help But Wait just came out. So they was like, sing Can't Help But Wait. So I was like, okay, well, I'll sing it. So the crowd went crazy and everything. That's when I knew right then and there that I had something, another, you know, reason. It's different whenever you have people, your family telling you you have something, but when you have a crowd reaction and then they tell you, like, oh, yeah, this guy's special, that's when I knew, too, so.
I read your information, your bio, that you were influenced by John B., Al Green, Bilal, Case, David Ruffin, Jamie Foxx,
Miguel.
The Dream, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a type of person. I get influenced by a lot of people. It's not just one person who has impacted my life. Like, Prince. You know, Prince, he definitely impacted my life. He really showed me, like, okay, to be an independent artist, it's good to own your own music. You know, like, everybody has their own little style, and I take a little bit from everybody. So everybody has influenced me. It's not just one single person, you know, that have influenced me. I can't say that because I listen, like, I still today will listen to more 90s music than anything, so.
Right, yeah, a lot of people still do. And I see that you have a charm to the female fans out there, eh?
Yeah, I try to. That's who I really do this for. I don't do it for anybody else but the females, you know. That was the reason why I started singing, you know, to get the girls. So, and I still been doing that till this day.
So all the females out there listening this evening, this is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. You could call the hotline at 657-383-0771 and talk to Mr. Hagen. And we'll be on this evening show for at least about an hour. And, you know, the song that I played, the single called I Like That, what inspired you to come up with the title for that song?
It was a girl, and this is an actual true story. It was a girl that was in the club. She had, I think, this red dress on or something like that. I can't remember because I was actually in Atlanta, and she had this, like, Afrocentric-type look, because that's what I like. I like the natural, the dreads, and the Afro. I like that type of look, you know? So I was saying in my head, like, I like that. I like that. And I kept saying, I like that. And somebody was just like, I think it was my manager. He was like, you should write that down. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I hear a course. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just saying I like that. He's like, that's what I'm talking about. I was like, that is stupid. Ain't nobody going to like a song that keeps saying I like that. So I recorded it. First time I put it out, it was like trending on Facebook. Everybody was sharing it and everything. And I was like, I'm glad I listened to him. So,
right. Well, there you go, ladies out there. And if anyone wants to follow you, what are your fan page information and where can our newbies out there that's just getting to know you tonight, there are listeners out there, how can they follow mm-hmm. you and where can they purchase this single?
Yeah, you can purchase the single on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. Just type in A-Space-H-A-Y-G-A-N, and that's A-Space-H-A-Y-G-A-N, A Hagen. And usually it'll pop up, and it'll say, I like that. I got a couple different songs on there, too. But right now, I like that. It's like the biggest song I have out right now, so it's pretty much at the top. Yeah, you can follow me on social media. I got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Everything is A-H-A-Y-G-A-N.
All right. Now, before I get into this other single called Give It, I want to ask you just a couple more questions.
Okay.
You were into classical art from the teachers.
Yes.
Down here. Can you tell us more
yes.
about that?
Yeah, that actually was my high school teacher. She taught me from, I think, it was 10th to 12th, yeah, because she wasn't there my freshman year. Yeah, so she actually was the one that told me, hey, I know you like R&B and everything, but listen to this classical music. So I listened to Mozart, I listened to all the others, and I was just like, wow, like, I really just sit in a room, I turned off all the lights, closed the doors and everything, and just really listened to the music. So that's, like, whenever I sing, it's not just me singing. It's me, like, singing everything I have. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, I always try to stay on beat. I always try to do everything I can do possible to bring out good music just because I love music itself. You know, I love everything about music.
And you did some talent shows. Where did you do these talent shows at?
I had high school talent shows. We did in a little auditorium. We had a couple of those. I did some talent shows out of town, like in Nashville, Louisville, Indianapolis. I've been in a lot of different places, New York. I did a lot of talent shows a lot of places just to get my name out there, just to, you know, contact with different people. And I'm so glad I did because I met so many amazing people and mentors and stuff like that that been helping me out still today. So.
All right. So I hope everyone that's listening tonight, y'all are from the big cities, ATL, New York City, Indy, Chi-Town. And, of course, here locally in Evansville, Indiana. And you're welcome to call on the show to talk to Mr. Hagen. Now, Mr. Hagen, let's get into this new single you got out, Give It. Can you tell us listeners about this?
Yeah, the song I just released, it's called Give It. It is probably a beautiful song. When it first come on, it sounds like it's a love song. It's actually not a love song. It's actually about a woman who's really special in your life, and you just want to give them a world. So you're just telling them anything that you want or anything I can possibly give to you, I want to give it to you. So that's how the song goes.
All right. You go ahead and introduce the song, and I'll connect it on. Go right ahead.
All right. This is A. Hagen, and I'm about to introduce you to my new single, Give It, to you.
Baby, there's something about you that makes me wanna give it to you.
I just wanna give it to you. I just wanna
right, Mr. A. Singer-Hagan. That is so sexy.
Thank you, thank you.
And I want to thank you for bringing R&B back to the scene for us all here that's lovers of R&B music.
I appreciate it. I really do.
And so can you give all our followers how to purchase this single here and where to follow you on your fan pages again for us, please?
Yeah. It will be A space, H-A-Y-J-N. You can go on Google. You can go on iTunes, Amazon. Just all the places you can buy music, you can definitely go on, type in A. Hagan, and type in Give It, and it'll be on there.
I have some friends on Twitter that's listening on the show. They're too shy to call on the show, and they ask, can you swoon the ladies with a little small note singing live on air tonight?
Yeah. I ask them on Twitter what they want to hear. I like to cater to what they want to hear.
They didn't mention a title or a song. They just want to really hear how you really sing live.
Okay. All right, it's like this.
Girl, I'm in love with you. It's not the honeymoon. Finding infatuation, fame. Light in the thick of love. Sometimes we get sick alone. Seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave, and you made your mistakes, and we love and we won't let go. And although the times hurt, I still want you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I'm saying we should take it slow.
Oh my goodness, my phone is blowing up. They said, do you sing to your girlfriend like that? I know what they're trying to find out. They're trying to find out if you're
I'm actually single, so I don't have a girl.
Oh, my God. Now, see, you said that right there. They know that if they get you, they're going to want you to sing to them personally.
I'll sing 24/7, so tell them to hit me up.
Well, I'm quite sure it's going to happen. So what I want to ask you before we go tonight, which I will play both of your singles again, I would like for you to give your inspirational words for those out there suffering today and whether they're trying to do the same thing you're doing. So what are your words to give for those out there today?
I'm a type of person, like, if you're trying to do the same thing I'm doing, hit me up on social media. I'm a great person to talk to. I'll try to give the best advice. To anybody, definitely younger people. That's who I really want to focus on. Anybody who's like 18 and under, that's who I really want to focus on, because when I was that age, I didn't really have too much guidance. I didn't really know where to start. I didn't know how to even go into the studio and record anything, really, you know, because I didn't really have that guidance. So, and to everybody else, like, you know, keep grinding, like, every day, practice on your craft. Like, I sing every single day. You know, like, you know, if you sing and you don't think that your voice is where you need to be, get a vocal coach. I had a vocal coach for 2 years, you know, and I still use a vocal coach. Like, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, you got to keep working on your craft. Like, keep writing music. Keep, you know, just like if you're working out and you want to get that six pack, you got to keep being in the gym. Like, so just like for music, you got to keep, you know, making songs, keep writing songs, make hits, you know, like, don't just let your friends listen to it. Let the world listen to it and let them decide if it's a hit or not. Because, of course, your friend's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's definitely a hit. Let the world, you know, because you never know who's listening. I might be listening, or, you know, P. Diddy or Jay-Z might be listening. You never know. So,
yeah,
I say keep your head up. Keep your head up and definitely, you know, strive for your dreams.
Thank you so much. Thank you for those words. Thank you. You are very inspiration for those out there. And I would like to ask you one personal question, though. How do you keep your voice in? How do you take care of your voice? How do you keep your voice in tune? How do you keep it from crackling?
I think what it is, it's over the years. It's just like you, like how you think. Like, you don't know how you're thinking. It's just natural, you know. Like, and I think that's what happens for me whenever I'm singing. Like, I try not to strain my voice. Like, I know my limits. I know that I can't hit Mariah Carey notes. You know what I'm saying? But
oh no, not no man.
You know, so
yeah,
I know I can't do that. So, but what I can do is in my own tone of voice and in my own, you know, version, I can do it. You know, that's how you have to put it. Like, don't try to be in somebody else's lane. Stay in your own lane. Because when you try to be in somebody else's lane, the true you never comes out. Like, if I try to sing like Michael Jackson, then everybody's going to say, hey, he's trying to be Michael Jackson. Try to be you. Find your own sound. Find you. And then you can be whoever you are supposed to be, you know? So that's how I, you know, keep the voice that I have, you know? Like, I just try to make sure that I'm me, you know? If you feel like your voice is getting raspy, you know, take some lemon water, hot water, and lemon and honey, you know, and that definitely helps out too. So
I know some women that sing, they have their room temperature set up a certain kind of temperature, cool mist,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Have you ever had to do that?
I never had to do that, but I can say one time I was singing, I can't remember where I was at, but it was super cold. It was probably like, it was not New York, but it was kind of like somewhere close. I think it was New Jersey, and I had to sing, and I was out in the cold, and I have seen that it affected my voice. So what I was just doing, some hums. Like, I looked up on YouTube. I was like, how can you, you know, recover your voice? So I was just looking at some hums, like some you know, and that kind of helped relax my voice and everything and train my voice too. And a lot of people, like, a lot of things to train your voice, it's on, everything's on the internet, you know. You really don't even have to pay to do anything. Everything's on the internet nowadays. So if you, you know, if you really can't afford a vocal coach, there's people on the internet who do it for free. So, you know.
Right, right. Well, this is probably the end of our session. And I will be playing both of the songs again for all our listeners. And can you give all the listeners your fan page information, your Facebook and Twitter, or official site, and also where to purchase your music for the last time? And then I would like for you to introduce yourself and the song I Like That for the end of the show. Go ahead.
All right. You can, I have my own website. You can go to www.ahagan, and that's AHAYGAN.com. You can purchase my music. You can look up my bio. You can find a lot of information about me. All the sites, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook is AHAYGAN. And don't forget the space on Facebook is be A space HAYGAN. And everything else is together. My name is A. Hagan, and I'm about to introduce you to my hit single, I Like That.
All right. And you know what? I would love to invite you back on the show again whenever you do another event or come up with another single. And I thank you for coming on. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Once, girl, I promise you'll be right back. And I ain't playing no games with with you, girl, I'm just saying. Yeah, I can give it to you any way that you want it, just ask me. You know that I love the way you move that body. So bring it over here and dance on me all night. Keep dancing slow and grinding on me.
Let's Jazz It Up production. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you for tuning in. Good night.